Freestyle Friday.
Stroke me, give me the reason this is all night long. Stroke me, get yourself together, boy. Stroke me. Say you're a winner, but man, you're just a sinner now. Oh, this is about sex. Stroke. Yeah, this is about sex. Better listen now. Said it ain't no joke. Don't let the conscience fall. What? Oh, don't let your conscience fail you. Just do the stroke. Don't take no chances. Keep your eye on top. Do your fancy dances. You can't stop. You just stroke me. Yeah, this is fucking.
Yeah.
This sounds like
you jacking off.
Keep the eye on top. Mm-hmm. Where the eye at when you jacking off?
No. It says stroke me. So he telling someone to stroke him. The thing I don't like is say get yourself together, boy.
That's what.
Hold on. Well, it's about jacking off, maybe, but maybe jacking off, not yourself.
Well, who are you jacking off, boy? He calling his jumps in the boy. Get yourself together, boy. Or he talking to himself in the third person.
He might be. Yep. This is just my first time listening to it. Anyway, fuck that shit.
That's what I was trying to say. Like when I actually listened to this, I was like, sound like he talking about jacking out.
When you listen to the stroke or stroking?
Stroking.
Okay. Yeah, I just read the lyrics to the stroke. Now I'm going to read the lyrics to stroking. Hey.
Thugga, thugga, mo thugga, banana fanna, fo fugga, fee fi, mo thugga. Thugga, thugga, thugga. Hey. Now I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know I'm not a big Young Thug fan. It's weird to start out a congratulations like that. But congratulations, Young Thug. He is free. Not really free, but at least he is out of jail. I'm a big advocate for black people not being in jail for stuff they didn't do. Like, if Donald J. Trump, then all the crime that he does, and he's going to be president of the United States for a second time, I don't see a reason why Young Thug is behind bars. Anyway, what's behind bars? All right. So let's go through some things to tell you guys what happened. If you don't know, you've been on a rock. Young Thug, who is a rapper out of Atlanta, Georgia, was arrested a couple of years ago. 3 years ago, I think. For a RICO charge. A bunch of RICO charges. And at first, he pleaded not guilty, and they've been in trial for about 2 years about that shit. But I guess they came to Thug, and he was like, hey, if you plead no contest to certain things like the heavy charges and guilty to some of the other charges, we'll work some things out for you. So here's what happened. With Young Thug, his pleas, and I'm not getting deep into his pleas because – it's a lot, and you go read about it. You should go read about it. he's going to get 15 years probation, and this goes with if he messes anything up, it gets back charged, and he's going to have to do 20. And again, he's been in there. He cannot visit the Metro Atlanta area without special exceptions that they gave him. And even with those exceptions, if he's performing 24 hours and he has to be back out. Every single year that he's on probation, he has to do 4 anti-gang movements. So like a charity, a show, or something like that. 4 every year. Completely waived his Fourth Amendment rights, which means that at any time, he could be searched for any reason. He can go overseas to perform. He cannot use gang vernacular. So the word slime, she's no longer part of his stuff. So, and one of the things I'm gonna jump on real quick is, this is his music though. Is he allowed to, you know what I'm saying? So his music is a lot of like gang music. Like even the song that they play in the courtroom, Lifestyle, that's gang shit, right? Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Gang shit. So that's what he's facing. First of all, I want to say good job. Owning up to your responsibilities as a public figure, as a community leader, and saying that you're going to make some changes in your life. This is going to be very hard. What they're banking on you to do, Thugger, is fuck up. It's really kind of like a setup. Like, oh, you're going to plead this right here. What this does is set you up to where if you do anything wrong, they come after you. And it ain't going to cost them nothing no more because you're just to be in jail. Right? So I'm going to say, take you some time, get you a really good team, let them handle everything, and you just chill. If you are addicted to anything, go get clean. I know that I made that sound easy. It's hard to stay clean, but you have to give yourself the best chance. Get a good team surrounding you. Let your team handle everything. Don't let anything negative come back to you. You have your right-hand man that handles all that other stuff, that negative stuff. But I'm rooting for you. I'm pulling for you. I'm not a big fan of your music. But as a person, as a black man who came from a lifestyle and ended up being, I'm talking about you, came from a certain lifestyle and ended up being the leader of his community, that's a lot of pressure. And if you're not groomed correctly into the ways of America, things look differently once you're able to do certain things, no matter who you are. Again, we have a president of the United States that was fired and now rehired that has violations so bad, so horrible, like he should be in jail. And I'm talking about bigger than rape is a big charge. But we're talking about documents in a bathroom and having long, drawn out phone calls with the leader of another country behind the back of the government. Like, stealing documents. Like, anyway, that's what we voted for as a country. So, yeah, but in his eyes and from the way that he grew up, nobody tells him no. And he's allowed to do certain things because he has money. And that's what I'm saying in this situation here. Like, you can, nothing, ignorance, if you're black, ignorance is not a excuse to breaking the law. If you're white, saying that you're ignorant is enough. And we have to know that. So, Thug, I'm pulling for you. I hope everything works out for you. I hope 15 years go by. What would that be? Good Lord, that's a lot of time. we're talking about 2039, brother. You'll be on probation till 2039. And it could be done. You could stay out of trouble that long. If you need ever need, get your people to contact my people. And we'll work through it. Yeah, it could be done. Like, I'm thinking about the last time I got into some huge trouble. It could be done, man. And just chill out. Chill out, man. And the good thing is, man, you have the ability to go move to a farm, get about 100 acres out in the middle of nowhere, build a little house on it, have some little people farming on it for you. Get a little pond out there, go fishing, go perform when you feel like performing, just to go pay bills. You go get spins on the radio all day, and support, because people support you. You're going to get spins. You're going to have money coming in. You just have the ability to chill out, and I recommend just go ahead, man. Go ahead and chill out. I ain't saying don't perform, but I'm really, really hoping you don't have anything to worry about, and 2039 come, and you're off probation, ready to hit it again hard. Not anything lawbreaking, but just ready, just to see freedom. And again, I hope your life is so good for the next 15 years that when you see freedom, nothing changes. When you're truly free and you don't have the law hanging over your head, nothing changes, because you have gotten all that zen out in your system. And that's what you're going for. But you can find everything that I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Don't look for me on Twitter. I would never be there. not as long as Elon Musk runs that shit. But until next time, take care. Be safe. But it's all right, because I'm on the grind.